Hi, this is Jen Lochman, and this is 5 simple steps to strategic planning success. Step 2. In step 1, you learned how to prepare for strategic planning. And in step 2, we're going to create your desired state. Here's exactly what you're going to learn in this training video. First, why holding the perspective of what's possible is so important. I'll talk you through what I mean by this perspective and how it can make or break your strategic planning process. Next, I'll show you a powerful visioning technique. We're actually going to do this exercise together so that you can begin to picture what's possible for your organization. Next, I'll tell you what makes great mission and vision statements. Plus, I'll give you a word of caution when it comes to mission and vision. And finally, I'll introduce you to one simple exercise that will help you get a complete picture of your organization's desired state. You're also going to get a worksheet for this exercise that will help you walk through it step by step. Great. So let's jump right in and start by looking at the perspective of what's possible. So often we approach our daily work from a problem-solving perspective. We ask the questions, what's not working? And what am I going to do to fix it? This approach, while practical and very effective in certain contexts, is too negative and narrow for this stage of strategic planning. So instead, I invite you to take on the perspective of what's possible. In this perspective, you may ask the questions, what's working really well? What would it look like if we expanded all of our organization's strengths? Where is the unlocked potential in our organization? Can you sense the difference in these perspectives? And can you feel how much more positive and expansive energy lives in the perspective of what's possible? Believe me, I know this can sound woo-woo. So if you're already sensing that reaction inside of yourself, know that holding this perspective may be a challenge for you. But also trust that it will be worth it. Because I promise you that it works and that your organization's future will be brighter if you stick with me in the perspective of what's possible. To get you fully rooted in this perspective of what's possible, we're going to go on a journey into the future of your organization. We'll be using a technique called guided imagery. In just a few seconds, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and just relax. Yes, really. I'm going to ask you to put down anything in your hands, close your eyes, and relax. So if you're in the middle of something and can't give this your full attention, then pause this video and come back to it later. During the guided imagery, I will suggest a series of images for you to see. Trust and work with whatever pictures, senses, feelings, and thoughts arise in response to my suggestions. So now, let your eyes drift close and get comfy in your seat. And place your attention on your breath as it enters and leaves your body. Good. Really settle in here. And let your breath be deep and easy and slow. Now, imagine yourself in your office with a large wall clock hanging in front of you. See that the clock displays today's current time and date. You notice that the hands of the clock are starting to speed up and time is moving forward. Through the rest of today, tomorrow, to the end of this week. And then through the rest of this year and next year, until we arrive at 3 years from today. It is 3 years in the future, and your organization is thriving. All of those things that you have been working for have come to pass, and your highest hopes have been realized. What is the impact of all of this hard work in the world. See the people whose lives have been touched by your work. Who are they? And how have you changed their lives for the better? What specific results have you created? And how have your organization and your programs grown and developed over the past 3 years? Now, take a tour around your organization's office. How is it working? What is the energy like in the space? See the size of your organization and some of the new people who have been attracted to your work. Who are they? And now take a moment to see yourself in the office. How do you personally feel about your work? Can you say yes to it fully? Is this what you really want to see for your organization? And if not, what else would you change or add? Now, take a deep breath in, breathing in this experience, remembering what you need to remember. Another slow breath in and out. And when you are ready, open your eyes. You might want to pause this recording to take some notes about what you just discovered. If so, go ahead and do that now. And if not, that's fine too. The connection you just made was to the power of what's possible for your organization, what it looks like for your nonprofit's mission and vision to be in their fullest expression. If you are leading the strategic planning process, you might consider using that exercise to make the same connection for all of the members of your strategic planning team. It's a great way to kick off a meeting. Now let's bring you back to the here and now and tackle your organization's mission and vision. Your mission is why, at your core, your organization exists. It is your purpose. A strong organizational mission passes the why test, meaning if you ask the question why after reading your mission statement, you already have the answer. It really gets to the core of why you exist. It clarifies the how. So it explains what your organization does to tackle that important why. It motivates and inspires both internal and external stakeholders. It serves as your true north, meaning that it supports your staff and your board in making important decisions. When you are considering new programs or directions for your organization, always come back to your mission. And lastly, it sets you apart. Your mission should be unique to you. Avoid using vague language like save the world or feed the hungry, and instead talk about the specific people you serve and the unique way that you do that. Now let's move on to vision. Your vision is what you aspire to create. When you look far into the future, what do you want to see for your organization and for the world? A strong organizational vision articulates what success looks like. If your organization truly achieved your mission, what would that look like? It inspires commitment. Your vision helps your staff, board, and supporters see that you are working together to achieve something big. It propels action. Your vision is like a signpost in the distant future. When others hear your vision, they can see where you're going and think about how they can help your organization get there. It's believable. Your vision should be a challenge and a stretch, but people have to believe that one day you can get there in order to commit to your vision. Now listen, it's not all roses when it comes to mission and vision, and I want to give you a word of caution so that you avoid a common trap that can waste a lot of time during the strategic planning process. Constructing the quote unquote perfect mission and vision statements can be addicting and very time consuming. Is it catchy enough? Is it too short? Too long? Do we use the word efficient or is effective better? You get the gist. Work with your strategic planning team to get to the essence of your mission and vision. Make sure you're all on the same page about why your organization exists and what you aspire to create in the world. Once you get to that consensus, that's great. Celebrate. It's a major achievement, and your group work on mission and vision is done. Do not spend group time wordsmithing. Instead, once your group has reached consensus, assign the job of writing the mission and vision to one or two of your best writers. Keep this in mind, and you will save your organization a ton of time. We're coming to the end of video number two, and you know what that means. It's time to put all of this great new learning into action. And today I'm sharing one of my all-time favorite exercises called What's a 10? It's a simple and fun exercise that will help you to create a complete picture of your organization's desired state. So take action now. Download the worksheet and schedule a meeting with your planning team to take you one step closer to strategic planning success. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you in the next video when we're going to get real and look at your organization's current state. Did you like this video? To see more like it and to get free tips delivered straight to your inbox, go to lachmanco.com and sign up for our free email updates. And please share this video with your friends and colleagues.